You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE. Today's modern worship, easy for me to say. Pray that you are having a great day and that you have got your sights set on Resurrection Sunday. You got your plans in place. You're going to get your good night of rest beforehand. You're going to show up for church, and you are going to praise the resurrected King. So that's what's coming up this weekend. I am going to be preaching a message that the Lord laid on my heart several weeks ago, titled Raised Up, and would love for you to be there Sunday morning, 10:30, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. We're two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway, roughly two blocks west of or east of Tropical Trail, and just about two blocks south of Merritt Avenue. So if you picture that Merritt Park Place area, boom, we're right there in the middle of it. And nobody really, even though we got a steeple up on top, people don't tend to recognize it as a church, even though we've got a sign out that says Merritt Assembly of God. Anyway, we'd love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. We want to take just a moment and say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you are one of the gazillion people in Brevard County that is doing construction, you're going to need some concrete more than likely along the way, and I encourage you to call the folks here in Central Brevard County with decades of wonderful experience and expertise, and those are the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. They've done a number of sidewalks for us. They've done ramps for us. They have done sidewalks for other communities outside of Brevard County. They do foundations. They do block and concrete work. Whatever you need to have done, they can put their experience and expertise to work, get the right materials, and do it at a fair price. And I want you to know, I was talking to a contractor here several weeks ago, and he was talking about how much the cost of raw materials has gone up. And, you know, when it comes to concrete, you get one chance to get that right. You don't want to mess that up. And so I encourage you, rather than making that a do-it-yourself project, call the folks of Jits Concrete. Let them come out and do it for you. And you'll rest assured that it is done the right thickness, the right strength, the right materials, the right curing period. All of the right preparations have gone into it. 321-536-5804. Tell Greg you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. Also want to invite you out to our Night of Honor. This is going to be taking place Friday night at 7 p.m. It is going to be a prayer meeting. We're going to be expressing thanks to God for all that he has done. And that goes back to Exodus chapter 12, verse number 42. If you want to know why we are doing that, that's why. We want to honor God for his mercy, for his redemptive work that he has done on our behalf so that we could be reconciled to the Father. So come be a part of our Night of Honor, 7 p.m. on Friday night. That would be 2 days from now. 2 days from now. So April the 2nd. So today we're going to go back to Proverbs chapter 8. We are talking about diligently seeking wisdom. And so I'm going to begin reading in verse number 13 today. Go on down to verse number 21. It says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate." That's where pretty much where we ended yesterday. We got a little further. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles and all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. So, verse number 14 says this, counsel is mine. Wisdom possesses counsel. Wisdom is going to be able to give you the counsel that you need. One of the titles for God is that he is our counselor. He is our counselor. And a counselor knows how to ascertain what you need, but also how to give you the recommendations for action that you need. Here on, in the earthly realm, a counselor does a lot more listening than they do speaking, because they're trying to develop some sort of understanding of what the need is, why the need is, and what the solution is, and what the timing could be. And God doesn't have those limitations. God already knows what we have need of before we even ask. He provided the solution before there was a problem. He can do more in a moment than you can in a lifetime. And so I want to encourage you to listen to wise counselor. In the multitude of counselors, there is wisdom, but that statement necessitates that the counselors you are listening to possess wisdom. And that means that they need to be walking in the fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So don't be afraid to surround yourself with people who can speak into your life. Just make sure that the people that you trust as counselors are people of wisdom. They're people of discretion. We talked about that on yesterday's program, that they know how to keep a confidence, that they know how to answer tactfully. Now, a counselor will also tell you to do some things sometimes that will make your flesh bristle, because it's not about what is best for the flesh that we're concerned about. It is what is best for our spirit. And so I can remember one time that my presbyter, an authority over me, told me I needed to do something. In all honesty, I didn't want to do it. But he said, "This is what you need to do." So I did it. I will tell you this: in all of the times that I have had counselors speak into my life when I've been a pastor, not one time did those counselors ever lead me astray. Now, they didn't always tell me that doing the right thing might not give you the appreciation of people the way that you think that it might. There have been times when I did the right thing. I operated in wise counsel. I did what my counselors told me, and people didn't care too much for it. That's an entire, but if you know that you've done the wise thing, if you know that you've done what was necessary and you are following those counselors, then you can rest assured at night. So there was another situation. Let me tell you about this situation. I received a mandate, and I'm going to put it that way. It was a wise mandate. There was a reason for it. It came from an authority over my life. It wasn't counsel that I asked for. It was counsel that was proactively given, and it wasn't just given to me. And there was a pastor that called me, and he said, "Did you get this mandate? And I said, "I did." And he said, I don't like that mandate. And I said, "Okay." And he said, I don't want to follow that mandate. And I said this. I said, you have the right to disagree, but you don't have the right to disobey. And the reason that I had come to that was because I had already been in prayer about that situation, and God had spoken to me that when I am listening to wise counsel, now this is not the Nuremberg defense where I was just doing what my superior told me. That's not the case. Said when you have a wise counsel, a godly counselor, who is telling you to do something that's not illegal, immoral, or unconstitutional, when you're not violating the word of God by obeying, he said, if the action is wrong, then I will hold the counselor responsible. Okay? If you, in good faith and good conscience, are listening to the godly counsel, the wise counsel, and the counselor happens to be wrong, and I can tell you I've had that happen. I've had pastors tell me to do something, ended up being the wrong thing to do. So just because someone's got Rev in front of their name doesn't mean that they're necessarily right. It needs to be counsel that is based upon a relationship with God and a relationship with the Word. And so wisdom says, counsel is mine. It says, I am understanding. Again, that's verse number 14. We're talking about the attributes of wisdom. And wisdom gives you understanding. In Jude, which is the little book right before the book of Revelation, it says this about people who blaspheme. It says, but this is verse number 10, these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. What he says is, we blaspheme things that we don't know and things that we don't understand. Now, there are a lot of times when I look at situations on a larger scale than, say, our congregation or our community, and my default position is this: God, I pray that they have more information, more wisdom, and more understanding about this situation than I do. If I don't understand, I pray that they do understand. But I can tell you with this, wisdom gives you understanding that is better than someone's opinion. Okay? I can think of a situation, a relatively contemporary situation, where my past experience gives me understanding about what a situation looks like, and so I'm able to recognize it for what it is, rather than falling prey to something just because I don't understand. You know, there are a lot of people with the concept of spiritual understanding that they get scared to death with this statement: to whom much is given, much is required. Now, I want to give you the understanding about what the Bible means there. The Bible means, to whom much is given, much is required. Now, the error in people's wisdom, this is a carnal way of thinking, says, well, I don't want much to be expected out of me, so I'm not going to study the Bible. Because I don't want to be accountable for a whole bunch. I just want to be accountable for a little. That's messed up. If you haven't had a revelation of Jesus yet to such an extent that you want to be diligently seeking after him, then you don't understand what he went to the cross for. You don't understand why he's interceding for you now. You don't understand that he's preparing a place for you now and that he's going to come. There's a lot of things that you don't understand yet, and you need to say, God, I want to make up for lost time. I want to make up for lost time. Wisdom says, I am understanding. When wisdom is on the scene, understanding is also there. It says wisdom is strength. Wisdom is strength. So if you know certain things, you will have more power than someone that might have more physical strength. A spiritual wisdom will empower you spiritually to be stronger and be able to accomplish more than you could through your physical well-being. Now, I've had a love-hate relationship with my scale. We've had our scale for a long time, and it kind of fritzed out here a little while ago. And I knew it fritzed out because it told me I weighed 90 pounds. I knew at that point there wasn't anything wrong with the batteries or anything like that. I got on it one morning, and it's like, wow, that's weird. None of these numbers are anywhere near current. There has been a long time since anybody weighed 90 pounds. And it showed my age as being, I think, 11 years younger than I am. And so I was like, okay, I think that it's time to retire the scale. I thank God that, you know, when I was younger, I didn't weigh much. I was very tiny. But God can give you great strength. Wisdom can give you great strength. So you might not have the physical capabilities to do something, but you may have wisdom and insight from God that will enable you to accomplish great things. I have fallen in love with Psalm 105, verse number 4. It is like the verse that is ringing through my spirit. Right now it says, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face forevermore. We've already talked about that. I think it is time for the people of God to realize that one of the ways that we are going to seek his strength is by seeking the wisdom that comes from God and allow him to operate in us with his strength. So we've talked about the attributes of counsel and understanding and strength. And then in verses 15 and 16, it talks about that wisdom is what empowers authority. Wisdom is what empowers authority. So I don't remember who said this. I don't remember how they did the study. But it's kind of a current topic. I saw this information years and years ago. But it makes sense, and I will tell you why. They said that if you took all of the money away from all of the billionaires and all of the millionaires, if you took all of the world's money and you put it in equal distributions throughout society, and so the people who are really poor would come up to the same level as the people who are super rich, and they would be brought down, and they would be brought down a long, long ways to be on an even playing field. They did this study, and they said, I believe within 3 years that the system would have stabilized back to where it was pre-distribution. And you say, well, how in the world could that possibly be? Well, you see, there are some people who are rich because their parents were rich or their grandparents were rich. There are some people who are rich because they got lucky, they hit the lottery or something like that. But there, most of the people who are rich because they have certain wisdom to invent things, do things ended up generating a great deal of wealth. And they know what opportunities look like. They know what networking looks like. And so they've got all of that knowledge. And so if you evenly distributed all of the finances, you've still got people with a wisdom differential between people on the other end of the spectrum that don't have wisdom. So a person who is unwise, you can give them hundreds of millions of dollars when they win the lottery, and within a short period of time, they can be completely and totally broke. Why? Because they do not have wisdom. They don't have wisdom. And so with all you're getting, get wisdom and get understanding. It's very, very important, because wisdom is what empowers people of authority. It's not titles. It's not positions. It's not experience. I know certain organizations, they promote on seniority. But let me tell you, you can be there a long time, but not have the wisdom that someone else had. I worked for a guy one time, and he described how he worked for a company, and one day there was a guy that walked in that applied for a job, and the guy had been the president of a competing company, and he was just applying for an entry level position. And the guy's supervisors said, we don't have a position to hire this guy for. And this particular leader said, look, we need to hire this guy because of all of the wisdom that he has. And so he convinced his bosses to hire this person that was applying for a job. And he said, now guess who my boss is? And he wasn't saying that in a negative situation. He was saying it in a positive situation. And he said, that guy had wisdom that I didn't have. I had wisdom that the people who were running the company didn't have, and that they didn't realize that a wonderful opportunity had just walked in the door. And it ended up radically changing that company. Radically changing that company. Wisdom empowers people. And so when you know that when you are living in wisdom, whether you're a king or whether you're a ruler or a prince or a noble or a judge, whenever you are fulfilling the responsibilities of your office with wisdom and righteousness, you are never threatened by anyone else's success. There are a lot of people who operate from a position of jealousy. If one person succeeds, they think, well, that success should have been mine. And in reality, it may be that that person just had some wisdom that you didn't have. And so rather than focusing your energies on coveting what they gained, let's diligently seek the wisdom of God. Diligently seek, because wisdom will empower you. You're never going to be threatened when you know that you're operating in wisdom. This world likes to motivate people through fear. God sets an entirely different motivation in front of you, and that is wisdom. Wisdom, I mean, you can get to the throne, you can get to a position, you can get to a place of authority through unscrupulous means, but you'll never be able to stay there. When I first became the pastor of the church, I'd been there for, you know, several months to a year, and a guy walked in the church, and he was in his 80s, so he had lived through some very difficult seasons of world history. And he said, "Pastor Bob, the one thing I know about dictators is in order for dictators to stay in power, they've got to be willing to kill their own people." We were talking about world history. And, you know, you see that around the globe where the state looks at people as the fuel that keeps the government going, instead of the government looking at the people and saying, "We're here to serve the people with wisdom." I want to encourage you. The attributes of wisdom are amazing. You will find yourself availed of godly counsel. You will find yourself with understanding that you never had before. You will find yourself operating in a strength. And when you are serving in wisdom, even if it is an entry-level job, you will not continue to live in obscurity or serve in obscurity. You will serve before kings, because people who live their life with wisdom and excellence are always going to rise to the top. So one more time, I want to invite you out to our services on Friday night, that night of honor at 7 p.m. For a night of praise and prayer. Also invite you out for our Sunday morning service, Raised Up for Resurrection Sunday. We're going to look forward to a great time of the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I lift you high and bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? I lift you high and bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? Oh Lord, I lift you high and bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? I lift you high and bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? You must increase, I must decrease, Lord. I'll bow.